Now, he said, my peace I leave unto you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives you peace, but the way he gives you peace. His peace quenches our thirst. If we are longing for peace, then let us refresh in his peace to know that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our peace giver that quenches our thirst. The first it says, he is meat indeed and drink indeed. I have a little marker, the 57th verse. He meat indeed and drink indeed. Listen to what he said here. And as the living Father has sent me, and I live by my Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. In other words, the Father sent me, and I live by him. And every man that comes to Christ must live by Christ.
Amen.
Oh my, there you
are.
That's the communion. That's the real communion that you find. When you live by Christ. Now, our bodies need food and drink each day to survive. Our physical body. If we don't take food each day and drink, then our body weakens. There's something in us that we must have food. One day's food will not last for the next day. You've got to have food each day to strengthen your mortal being. You can live over, but you're weaker. And the second day, you're still weaker. And the third day, you're getting tremendous weak. Well, that's what many times that we do in the spiritual realm. You see, each day we've got to commune with Christ. We've got to talk to him each day. We've got to settle it with him each day. Paul said, I die each day. See? Each day I die, yet I live not me, but Christ lives in me. So if your physical body needs food each day and drink each day to survive, your spiritual body needs spiritual food and communion Amen. With the Lord each day to survive. Yes. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So each day we've got to study the Bible. Some people doesn't study it at all. Some picks it up every two or three times a year. But a real, real believer that's really spiritually built up, he reads his Bible every day and talks to the Lord. That's right. He has to. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.